Yes, indeed. It is time to continue talking some college football. And the Seminoles and the Tigers, they definitely took care of business in their conference title games. You've got two of the hottest teams now, Florida State and Auburn, that will play in the BCS National Championship, and they're going to battle it out. There is no doubt it's going to be a thrilling game. Another exciting matchup will be Alabama and Oklahoma, as they are going to meet in the 2014 Sugar Bowl. We're going to break it down and preview these two teams. We're also going to recap how the Sooners finished the season so strong with that big win in Stillwater last Saturday, and we're always delighted to welcome in the senior writer with OU Insider, and I hope he still has 10 toes and 10 fingers because he probably was frostbit up in Stillwater. How are you, James Hale? Welcome to Yahoo Sports Radio.
Hey, E, it's great to talk with you. It's always great. You're the sexiest lady on radio, and it's too bad people can't see you because you were one of the prettiest girls that I ever had the privilege of covering at OU, and you're better person than you are, even pretty, and a better mama. So it's always great to talk to you and get everything going. And I was in the press box. Very rare am I on the sideline because you can't see the game, really. I did that at the Baylor game because until they get their new stadium, new press box, it's not really a great facility if you're not sitting on that front row of the press box. So I went down on the field there, and I enjoyed the atmosphere, of course, but you can't really watch the game. So I had the view in the press box here in Stillwater, and it was quite a game. It was exactly what you think a Bedlam game would be all about, and the Sooners played not a perfect game, but a good game, and they made plays when they needed to. If you'd have told me before the game, E, they were going to play three quarterbacks and have to do a fake field goal to win,
yeah,
I'd have said, I don't think they're going to win. But, hey, Coach Stoops and his crew pulled it off. I thought Coach Stoops coached a great game. I thought he outcoached Coach Gundy, and that was one of the differences in the game.
James, you have covered the Sooners for many, many years. What was your mindset going into the game? Did you have the belief that they could ultimately, on the road, pick up this win?
Well, I'm one of three reporters in the state that picked them to win.
Okay.
And some people will say, well, James, you always pick them to win. Well, no, I haven't always. I felt bad about it, but a few times I haven't. And tell you the truth, every time I have it, they've won. So I've had the coaches, get on me and things like that. Now, I'm a beat reporter, so I'm around that team all the time. And so for 2 weeks, I'm around that team. And for 2 weeks, I didn't get one thought from them they couldn't win the game. For 2 weeks, they gave me the impression they were going to win. And they thought they could win. And I thought it was legitimate. I thought it was genuine. So when I picked them to win, a lot of people got on my butt about it and called me a homer and everything else. What they didn't realize is that for 2 weeks I did my homework and I talked to players and coaches, and I got a feel for how they were going to play in the game, what they were going to do in the game. And I had the impression, just listening and talking to them, that they were going to win the game. So they were confident they were going to go in there and win it somehow. They liked the new wrinkles they came up for the zone read in the offense, and they had 2 weeks to improve that and move it down, move it forward. And I think Coach Mike thought he had a great game plan on defense, how he was going to handle Oklahoma State's high-powered offense under Clint Shelf. So I was confident they were going to go out and win the game because they were, and lo and behold, they did.
The Oklahoma Sooners, they finished 7-2 in the conference, 10-2 overall. And this season, as you go through this schedule, I mean, it was marked by a couple of disappointing losses to Baylor, to the Longhorns. But we saw time and time again just how the Sooners really did show that resilience and their ability to bounce back.
Well, OU had quarterback issues most of the year. They couldn't settle on a quarterback. They didn't get great quarterback play. And we see at all levels of football, if you don't get quarterback play, you're not going to win. There's a great article in the USA Today this week talking about, is it really the head coach or is the quarterback that's more important in the National Football League? And, the quarterback's going to make the head coach look good. And the same thing in the college level. Now, Oklahoma's had a great run at quarterback. Very few programs have had the level of play that Oklahoma's got out of their quarterback with Jason White, Josh Heupel, Landry Jones, Sam Bradford. Those guys have played at a high level, but when those guys take over at quarterback, they play 2 or 3 years, and Landry Jones actually played for 4 years, and so all of a sudden you have the next quarterback who's up, and they just didn't get the same kind of play. And then they wanted to go to the zone read, and that's why Trevor Knight won the job in training camp. And Trevor gets hurt early, and they have to go back to Blake does best. And so they've had quarterback issues. The defense has grown up and played okay all year. The offensive line's played okay all year. The wide receivers were just playing average because the quarterback was playing average. So, you know, they were winning a little bit differently than we were used to. They were winning because they were playing better defense, really good special teams. They had a good kicking game. But they've had quarterback issues, or this team might be undefeated, or this team might have won a conference championship, but because of poor conference quarterback play, they were basically whipped at Texas and whipped at Baylor, and so they're 10-2, but it's still a really good year. It's another 10-win season. You realize that Bob has had 10 wins, talking about Bob Stoops, 10 wins in 12 of his 15 years, E, and that is an incredible step when you think about it.
Thank you so much for joining us this weekend. Have a great weekend, okay?
Hey, have a great Christmas, Eve. Thanks.
Thank you, blessings. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead this weekend at the Big E Sports Show and Yahoo Sports Radio.